Welcome to Meaning Over Money, a different kind of financial podcast where money is never about money.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week. And regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope it adds value to your journey. I've probably talked about it before, but when I was in my 20s, I was pretty full of myself. I was arrogant. I thought I had life all figured out. I was probably selfish. I was probably greedy. I know I was materialistic. And I look back at younger me and I just shake my head a little bit or a lot. I don't really like that person. And I was fortunate that I got humbled in a very significant way in my late 20s. And that changed the trajectory of my life. There's no telling who I would have become had I not received that humbling situation in my life. So this story I'm about to tell, this is the old version of me. And I think it gives you a glimpse of who maybe I used to be and what I used to think about. But I remember I was dating my now wife, then girlfriend, Sarah. And we had just started dating and we were out to breakfast on a Saturday morning. And I'll never forget this conversation. This conversation has always sat with me. Number one, just because of how surprised I was. But number two, it's unlike Sarah to say something like this. And so we're out to breakfast and we're just chatting. You know, we're kind of young and in love. And I was telling her about this car I was going to buy. And I think I was probably trying to impress her and kind of being showy with what I was doing. And I was telling her about this car I was going to buy. I was going to buy a brand new Nissan 350Z convertible stick shift. I loved that car. And I was telling her, it's only going to be blah, blah, blah. And I think at the time it was like $39,000. And I thought, I'm just going to buy this car. It's going to be awesome. And you're going to love it, Sarah. And I was going on and on about it. And I thought she was going to be excited. And instead of excitement, she had this kind of a dead look in her eyes. And she responded, "So I guess you don't see me in your future." What? "I guess you don't see me in your future? What are you talking about? I'm going to buy this car and it's going to be awesome." And she went on to explain to me, it just seems like a pretty irresponsible thing to do. It seemed to be very materialistic. It seemed to be that I cared an awful lot about what other people think. And I think at the time, I think it was true. And she was kind of honest. Like, I don't know if I want to be with somebody that is going to make those sorts of decisions. Ouch. Ouch. Well, her wisdom won out. I did not buy that car because I was young and in love. I wanted to make this person happy. And I think she kind of like gave me a little smack of reality that maybe this isn't the best financial decision for a 26-year-old to buy a almost $40,000 car. Ouch. So I didn't buy the car. The years go by, we get married, we're living our life, but I always think about that car. I've thought about that car for a long time. I really did like that car. I loved that car. Now, I don't regret not buying that car because that would have been a detrimental financial decision for me. And time goes on and time goes on and time goes on and life happens. And there are more important things in life than a car. A car is not what's going to make me happy, fulfilled, provide meaning. It's not going to happen. There are more important things we need to do. And we've lived a very amazing life, and I don't regret any of it. But yet, I kept thinking about, it'd be really fun to have that car. Someday, I would like to buy that car. And I would tell that to my wife, and to which she always responded, "Yeah, I totally support that. At some point, we should totally buy that car." But then over time, we got far enough removed from it that I actually changed my mind. I wanted to buy that specific car. My wants didn't grow with the times. My wants were locked into that car from way back then. So over time, I've always kind of thought it'd be fun to buy that car, And in 2016, I almost bought that car. We were looking. I was ready. We had the money ready to go. I was going to buy that car. And we get the phone call that we were going to become parents to twin baby boys. That put a halt to that. Fast forward 3 more years. again, I'm ready to buy this car. I'm going to buy this car and we're ready. We're going to do it. And then I decide to leave my career and take a drastic shift and a drastic pay cut. Well, that put the kibosh on that as well. Fast forward some more time. Here we are, 2024. I've kind of been casually looking, but in the Midwest, it's hard to find convertibles, especially stick shift, and it's hard to find this particular one. But I was in Texas recently. And when I was in Texas, I thought to myself, I don't know, why don't I just do a little search? And it was right there. There was one car. It was the exact car that I was going to buy 17 years ago. The exact car. So I went, I scheduled a test drive, I drove it, and I bought it. And I was so excited. It's the exact car that I was going to buy 17 years ago. Literally the same year. It was an 06 Nissan 350Z convertible stick shift. It only had 70,000 miles on it. It's beautiful. And I bought it. And here's the crazy part. That car that I was going to buy way back when, it was going to cost about $39,000, $40,000. That's the equivalent of a $65,000 car today when you factor in inflation. So at age 26, I was about ready to buy a vehicle that was the equivalent of about $65,000. That would have significantly altered my financial life. And in hindsight, knowing what I know now about how my future was about to unfold and the decisions that I would hopefully make one day, that would have been a crippling decision. But today I bought that car for $9,000. That exact car that I've always wanted, that I've always thought would be amazing to own, $9,000. And so I canceled my flight home from Texas, and I drove the 14 and a half hour trip in the new car that I'd been thinking about for 17 years. Now, one thing I can tell you is that this car is not going to make me happy. It's not going to make me happy. It's not going to make me fulfilled. This car is not going to provide meaning. It will do none of those things. It's fun, and I get to create memories, and I get to enjoy it. And most importantly, it will not hurt my financial life. We had the money set aside. $9,000 today is a significantly lower magnitude decision than having a 26-year-old buy a $65,000 car today. It's a totally different conversation. This car gets to be a blessing. It doesn't alter our lives in a negative way, but we do get to enjoy it. And one of the things I always said, if I ever were to buy this car, and again, this is the difference between today's me and young, arrogant, selfish me. Young, arrogant, selfish me would have bought that car and I would have said, that's my baby. That's my baby. I own that. That belongs to me. Nobody's going to touch my baby. Today, though, I look at it and say, well, it's not really mine to begin with. I have possession of this vehicle and now I get to share it. And so one of my aspirations is I just want to let people use it, let people enjoy it. That's what it's for. It's to be enjoyed. So I get to have this thing that I've always wanted, but I get it 17 years later. I get to do it in a way that it doesn't impair my life, and I get to share it and bless others in the process. That's like a triple win. I'm so excited. I drove it here to the studio. It's like 75 and sunny, top down. It was so much fun. And later I have a meeting with a former youth group kid. We're going to talk about some stuff in his life. And then I offered it up to him. I said, hey, let's just go cruising. Let's just go. You drive the car. Let's go. And we're about ready to see how good he is at driving a stick. But I'm so excited that I get to do this now. And I think this is just a one small, tiny, personalized version of instant gratification. Or in this case, shall I call it delayed gratification? We want things and we want things now. Young me wanted this car, and if he didn't have a wise girlfriend at the time that he would maybe like to be his wife someday, he would have made an instant gratification decision that would have hurt him. He almost did. I did other things to hurt me that were instant gratification. But delayed gratification is awesome. It's not that we can't or shouldn't have something. It's that maybe sometimes we just need to wait until the time is right. Maybe we need some patience. We need some humility to show us that there's more important things that we need to address. Since I first wanted that car in today, those 17 years, there's been a lot of life. A lot of good life and a lot of bad life. A lot of unforeseen expenses. A lot of tragic unfoldings in our lives. We need to be ready for those things. When we look at our life, we think, oh yeah, everything's going to be fine and here's how it's going to go. I have it scripted. I have it all planned out. But life doesn't work that way. And we need to be able to be ready for life to come as life comes. And delayed gratification allows that to happen. And so I'm glad I didn't buy this car until now. To be honest with you, this car has a lot more bruises and scars than it did 17 years ago. Then again, so do I. I'm not as fresh as I was 17 years ago either. I have some bruises. I have some scars. But I think that there's something beautiful in that. And this car is, you know, now 18 years old. But to me, it makes it even more special. It makes it even more enjoyable. The fact that I didn't buy it then, and I let life happen the way life was supposed to happen. And then when I bought it, it was a blessing and not a curse. It was something that added value and richness to our life. I think it makes it even more special then, because we earned it the right way. And for that, I'm so grateful, and I'm humbled that we even get to do this. It was only 9,000, but 9,000 is not nothing. But to be able to buy this car and to realize the real reason we're doing this, I think that keeping that in mind is so powerful. And so whatever it is for you, there's going to be things you want. Yes, it's okay. It's okay to see something and be like, oh man, I would really like to buy that. It's okay. But make sure you do it in the right way for the right reasons. Make sure it doesn't hurt you and cripple you financially. It's not worth that. It's not worth hurting yourself financially. So when the time is right, do it. No guilt, no regrets. Just let it be a blessing. I can tell you, I don't feel any guilt. I don't feel any regret over this purchase. It's going to be a straight up blessing for us and hopefully for others too. And I think that is the beauty of delayed gratification. And so whatever it is in your life, I hope that you think about this episode. I hope that you think about this idea and that you just trust that the right timing is the right timing, even if that timing isn't today. That's all I have today, guys. Take care.